In our Bible class, we want to go into the 23rd Psalms. That's where we're going to be at. Psalms 23. Amen. You have it, would you say amen? And the subject of our message tonight is the Lord is my shepherd. And I know a lot of people, they read that psalm. Oh, I know that psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not know. They recite it like it's a poem, but don't even know what it's actually saying. It's a powerful psalm. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. Amen. Amen. So that's what we're going to go. I'm going to go on and read and probably just kind of elaborate from verse to verse, kind of go through here. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. First, we want to stop and talk about what a shepherd is. Amen. A shepherd is a person that takes care of sheep. In the natural, a person that takes care of sheep. Amen. And not only they take care of sheep, and they provide for sheep, for the sheep. Amen. A shepherd's job got a busy job. Amen. Yeah. And the God is our shepherd in heaven. Amen. And we as leaders, we're the under shepherd. But he's got a big job on his hand, but nothing's too hard for the Lord. But even in natural, a shepherd has a serious job. Amen. It's a busy job. Amen. So you called to do that, you can do it. If you're not called to do it, you will quit that. Amen. You will not do that long because it's not an easy job. The Lord is my shepherd. A shepherd is a person that takes care of a sheep, takes care of sheep, protects and guides and watches carefully the sheep. Amen. That's what a shepherd is. Amen. And say, the Lord is my shepherd. So, amen. God is our shepherd. So God watches over us. Amen. And he protects us and he guides us and he watches. He takes very good care. How many know, can lift your hands and know God takes really good care of you. He takes really good care of me. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. Amen. And I shall not want. Amen. And we talked about a shepherd is someone that takes care of sheep. And we are the sheep of his pasture. The Lord, in other words, he equates us to, translates us to the same as a sheep. Just like natural sheep, he calls us his sheep. We are the sheep of his pasture. Amen. And in verse 2, it says, he making me to lie down in green pastures. Amen. Amen. Green pastures. Amen. I would say healthy pastures. Healthy. Something that's green. You got green grass, green. Something's pretty green. It's always giving you, it's like healthy. Amen. And we know even the sheep back then, amen, the sheep, or even now, they lie down in green pastures, in other words, and in the grass, grazing in the grass. They lie down in, amen, in green pastures. Amen. And it says, he making me to lie down in green pastures. Amen. And in green land that's covered with grass, that's the pastures. That's what the sheep lies down in. Amen. So the Lord, remember, we're talking about the Lord, but I'm giving illustration in the natural too. The Lord, he making me to lie down in green pastures. God makes you to lie down in healthy pastures. He's always leading you a good way. Amen. And he leads me beside the still waters. Amen. Amen. God leads you not beside the roaring waters, the waters that's frightening of life. He leads you beside calmness, still waters. Somebody give God a praise. How many know God know how to speak peace to your soul? I tell you, God know how to speak peace to your soul. Amen. In your walk, your soul could be overwhelmed. The Bible said, when my heart is overwhelmed in me, lead me to the rock. Don't lead me to nobody, but lead me to the rock that's higher than me, and that's Jesus. He know how to speak peace to your soul. It say he making me to lie down in green pastures. He lead me beside the still waters. Amen. The quiet waters, the stillness of waters, the calmness and the settle, free from noise, free from agitation, free from disturbances. God will lead you to something that's still. Amen. Glory to God. Sometimes the things we go through in life, amen, you be in an uproar. You may hear some news here and there. This might be going on in your life here and there. And this looks like it got everybody in an uproar. The Lord, he comes by and speak peace and say, peace be still. Somebody give God a praise. I don't care what the situation is. I don't care, amen, if you got a bill that need to be paid and you don't know how it's going to get paid. God's not having no nervous breakdown over. He'll tell you just what to do. If you don't have the money, he knows how to put the money in your hand. He knows how to tell you, lead and guide you what to do. And he will bring a calm on you, whatever it may be going on in your life. He know how to speak peace to you. Say, so he leads you beside the still waters. In this world, there's no still waters. Around people, there's no still waters. Everybody's agitated by something. Everybody's going through something. But God, you get in his presence, there is peace. He calms you. Somebody give the Lord a praise. He leads me beside still waters. Quiet waters. Still means to be quiet. Stillness, calm, settled, free from disturbances, free from turbulence, free from all that stuff that would make you in discomfort. And they say, he restored my soul. See, he has to lead you beside the still waters first before he can restore your soul. We don't get no help till we get calm. Amen? We don't get no help till we get still. And he leads you beside the still waters. And it said, he restored my soul. Restore means to bring back. If something threw your soul out of the whack, because troubles and trials and tests could throw you in another frame of mind and another dimension. And God will bring you right back. Amen. When you get in his presence in them still waters. Somebody give God a praise. You don't get in the still waters, you don't get in his presence, you're going to stay in turmoil. You're going to stay, your soul going to stay out of zinc. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Your emotions will get the best of you. You'll be all over the place when trouble hits. But God will bring everything back together in calm. Amen. If you was in calm from the very beginning and something came in your life, because that's how the devil works. You can be walking along your way, minding your own business, and trying to serve God, and the devil will throw stuff at you and, amen, have you in a trauma. It's all like, what in the world have hit me? As you go before the Lord will calm you down and bring you back to where you were. Somebody give God a praise. He restored my soul. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. They get blown out of places. Your mind get blown out of places. Your will get blown out of places. Your emotions get all over the place. But God bring everything back together. I'm so glad he's the only one can do that. Somebody ought to give God a praise. He restored my soul. He leads me. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Some things you're walking through, it may feel like it's a shadow of death. It may feel like you're going to a road of no return. God said, when you're going somewhere and you're going through something that's so bad, God said, don't fear no, you don't have to fear no evil. You may feel fearful, but you can just say, Lord, help me. And you don't have to fear no evil because he's with you. Amen? Because some stuff can look very scary. Amen? It said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. How many know God is with you, even though when it looks like God is not with you? Sometimes you can be saying, Lord, help me. Oh, God, help me. And you can just say, oh, Lord, help me. And you just keep saying, Lord, help me. And it may look like no help is not coming. But all the time while you're saying, God, help me, he's helping when you can't even see. He's helping you all the time. Somebody, and you'll find out that he was helping you when you got over there to the other side and everything was all right. He was helping you all the time. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. I'm going to just keep going through this. And then I've studied some things this evening. I wanted to know some things about sheep myself. Amen. To even equate our characteristics to the sheep. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to go on and finish this and then I'll go there. Amen. It says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Amen. We got to, some things you're going to have to already have in your soul. That's why you need to read the word and get it down in you. Because while you're going through, you might be so fuzzy, man, you can't read it like you need to read it. You better read the word, because if that word is down in your soul, you've been studying the word all the time, and that word is down in your soul, at the time you need it, God's going to bring it back. But if you don't never read the word, you don't never get the word down in your soul, when something comes your way, you don't know what to do. But if it's down in there, God's going to bring it up. And say, everything's going to be all right. Somebody give God a praise. It says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't have to fear no evil, for thou with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. Amen. God, amen, has, when the sheep the person that takes care of the sheep, when they have that rod and that staff, amen, to keep the sheep together, amen, to watch over, to keep them in line, because sheep are considered, some people say, as a dumb type of animal. In other words, they're really innocent. They don't harm any. They won't harm anybody. They're just like here, you know. So they have to have a shepherd to watch over them and guide them. I was reading, they was talking about that sometimes, like, a sheep know that they don't need to go down near the water or get by the water or get down there, but because they don't think, they're just going down there. So, and by drown. So God, you know, he watches over some things we know we shouldn't do, but we just going to do it anyway. And we about drown. He helps us. He said he's a sheep of, we the sheep of his pasture. Amen. And it says, and so the shepherds, you know, they have that staff. Amen. And they have that rod. Amen. And they say those, the shepherds that's really, you know, really, no, really, really good, know what, how to work that rod. They got it where they can have it be away far off from sheep, keep them together. Amen. Keep those sheep together in line with that. Amen. And protect them. What they're doing is protecting them. Sometimes you can get way off track, way over here. And amen. If you're really a sheep, amen, you're going to get back together. If you're not a sheep, you're a goat. You're not coming back together like God wants you. But if you're a sheep, you'll come back, because the Bible said, my sheep hear what? What is it? My sheep, don't be afraid to say it, you're right. My sheep hear my voice. And they tell me, they said the caretaker of sheep, they have a lot of sheep. And they said that they watch the sheep. They know the sheep so well. Some of them, they have given them like names. They know by their character. They give them different names. So they know when, you know, when they would bring those sheep in, they count them. Count sheep. And people are talking about, you can't get no sleep, count sheep. But, you know, that's probably where people get their illustration, because the shepherd, they count sheep. They count. They know how many they're supposed to have. And they know one is lost somewhere. Amen. Amen. But they never were. But the sheep know them. They know the shepherd. And I was reading something this pastor, he was breaking it down, how that he was just using how that they was out in the sheepfold. They was out in the sheepfold. They have different shepherds out there. And every shepherd had their own sheep. So you got a lot of sheep out here. But it's something about the sheep, they knew what shepherd to go follow. So we are God's sheep. And if you, the Lord's sheep, you're going to hear his voice, and you're going to do what he asks you to do. Amen? Because he's the one that watches over you and protects you. And a shepherd watches, amen, like God watches. God sees trouble way down the road. He watches over you that you won't get into trouble. But he's not going to make you not get into trouble. He might give you warnings, don't get in that trouble, but you get in that trouble anyway. You know, he's merciful to pull you out of it. If you want to pull you out of it, somebody give God a praise. Amen. It says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd, and he's my guide. I don't know about you, but I know God is my shepherd. Amen. And he's my guide. Amen. The Lord said, amen, I'm your shepherd, and you shall not want. Amen. That means you shall not lack. That means you shall not be without. Whatever you don't have now, you will have. Amen. God's not going to let his children be destitute and not be taken care of. He's not that type of father. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I just, I'm through pretty much. I might go back around it. But it said, I do want to elaborate on the, it says, and thy rod and thy staff that comfort me. God knows how to comfort you when nobody else can console you. People can tell you all day long, it's going to be all right. everything gonna work out. It's gonna be all right. But it's something about God coming down on the inside. Comfort starts from the inside and comfort you and put it on the inside of you. And when he puts it on the inside of you, honey, it's there. You can square your shoulders up and you can keep on stepping. I was telling somebody not long, I said, I have to get all my answers from the Lord. I said, because they work. People give you answers. They don't work. I got to hear, if God tell me a thing is going to be all right, and I got to see, God can tell you, but if you ain't got ears to hear it, you won't be able to know it. But if God let me know whatever it is, if he tell me and let me know it's going to be all right, then I got to grab a hold of it. Sometimes you might have to keep grabbing a hold till you really get it. It's not till God get it, till you really believe it. When you get it, you can keep on going. Because God's not a man that he should lie. Somebody give God a praise. And now I want to just kind of talk about a little bit, but I, you know, kind of learned some things myself about sheep, the characteristics of a sheep. And this, you know, the characteristics of a sheep, amen, even we can compare ourselves and with ourselves and begin to think, am I like that? Do I have those characteristics of a sheep? And I pray that we all got characteristics of a sheep, not a goat, but a characteristics of a sheep. Because a goat will gobble up anything. A goat is crazy, do all kind of stuff. Eat wood, eat paper, eat you if you can. Amen. Amen. I throw a little humor in there, but we want to know if we're sheep. Amen. Amen. I was thinking about, I said, Lord, you know, you are the shepherd. You're the good shepherd. How many know the Lord? He's the good shepherd. Amen. And I just don't say a few little things that I really could kept these for myself. I say I'll share these too. It says sheep cannot defend themselves. Why they cannot defend themselves? They're unlike some of the other animals that got things that fight back with. They just kind of defenseless, you know. Why? Because they rely on the shepherd for everything. That's why the Lord equate us to sheep. They rely upon the shepherd for everything, which is a good thing to rely on God. Because he said, come unto me, all that are laboring, heavy laboring, and I will give you rest. And we rely more on God, we would be so wore out in our mind and wore out in our body and messed up. Because his ways are easy. His load is easy. His burden is light. He will lift all that off of you and put you in a place where you don't feel none of that. You won't feel none of that pressure. The other pressure I was telling the other day, I don't feel none of that. I know there was a transformation that God done for me. Why? Because he want me to keep moving. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. And as sheep, it says the sheep cannot defend themselves. I just wrote little things down that I thought that stood out. And they are totally vulnerable. They are vulnerable. A person or anything that's vulnerable, that means you are easy target. I will put it in natural. You're easy target for somebody to harm you. You put yourself. You're very vulnerable. So a sheep really depends on the shepherd. Because the shepherd is the sheep's guide, and he protects and watch over. So a sheep has to have, if you're a sheep, you have to have a shepherd. If you're not a sheep, you don't have to have a shepherd. Maybe you're a goat. But if you're a sheep, you will have to have a shepherd. Because just remember some of the things I mentioned about a sheep, they need help. How many of you ever tell the Lord, I need help? I do. Lord, help me. I need help. All this week, I said, Lord, help me. Don't let me say I can't do this. Don't let me. I talk to my own self. I said, you have to talk to your own self. I said, Lord, don't let me quit this. Don't let me stop saying I can't do this. All that stuff that some people just let that stuff just go on ahead. Just keep on going. Listen to the devil. They be out of here. I said, Lord, I rebuke all this. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Because in my heart, I want to walk with God. And at the end of the day, when you really think about it, people walk away from the Lord for all kinds of reasons. You really think about it, that's the foolish thing you can do. Because he helps you with nobody else to help you. He puts up with your mess and put up with you and nobody else going to put up with you. He helps you. He understands you more than anybody. Why do you want to walk away from him? Amen. I was telling the Lord, I said, Lord, you know, a lot of people, they get upset at the Lord. They get upset about this, and one thing turns to the other, they get upset at God. But really, at the end of the day, he don't need you. You need him. When you're getting upset with somebody can help you, what's wrong with you? And I was telling the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm not upset with you. I just don't know how much I can handle with this. I'm not upset with you. But I ask you to strengthen me. If God ain't telling you to move, God ain't telling you to do nothing different, you better keep doing what God called you to do. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. I said, I don't care who is not getting with the picture. If God told you to do something, you better keep doing what God told you to do. Amen. And you got to look at it like this too. Amen. That if I'm going to get flipped out the race, amen, it won't be because of you and you and you. You got to look at you will not separate me, and you will not separate me, and nothing will separate me from the love of God. This thing, if you ain't been there, you're going to about be tried with that. See, this God tries us through the stuff we go through. And after we get through, he let us know it was just a test. I tried you to see what you're going to do the same thing, or was you going to walk away. It's easy to say, I'm going to serve the Lord until I die and all that kind of stuff. But honey, when something really hit you, you'll see. And the Bible says, to them that have no strength, to them don't have no might, God would increase strength. Sometimes you don't even have no might to think about nothing. You just want to shut everything down. Anybody been there? Just shut everything down. I ain't trying to think about nothing. Put me, I ain't say I got in a dark room. Put me in a dark room, put the shades down. Everything, everybody, leave me alone. I don't want to think about nothing. That means you don't have no might. But God, he remembers you and he remembers me. He remembers you, Sister Tiffany, when you pressed through and came to church anyway, whether you was feeling good or not or whatever. He remembered you. And he remembered you, Brother Donnell, whatever you went through. I'm just name this card. I'm just giving that. He remembered you that you kept pressing away. So God is not like man. He don't forget. He said, I'm not unrighteous to forget your labor of love. So when you don't have no might and no strength, amen, it look like you just can't pick it up, can't get going like you want to do, can't even pray like you want to, God going, he going to do like this. He going to do just like the good shepherd. I strengthen you. He'll get up. When they say them sheep, they fall on their back. They get them off their back. They strand them up. They help them. Somebody give God a praise. He's the good shepherd. This is what David said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The sheep, amen, they can't defend themselves. They depend greatly upon the shepherd. Amen. And there's another thing to say, sheep are picky eaters. They don't eat junk. Now, I'm reading this stuff in the natural, but I got a lot of it in the spirit. Real, really true sheep, you don't eat a bunch of junk. You don't eat junk. You know, I'm like, we eat junk food. Yeah, we do. I do too. But when you're a sheep, you don't sup up everything. You are very finicky about what goes in your spirit. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. These are qualifications of a sheep. You are not going to eat a lot of junk. You're not going to let a lot of junk get in your spirit. It says sheep are picky eaters. They don't eat junk food. And ghosts eat everything in front of them. Amen. Yeah. It says sheep eat grass. And grass needs to be fresh. It says the grass needs to be fresh for them to eat. It needs to be fresh and the right thing. A good quality for them to even eat it. Now that's one thing. They may not know how to do this and do that. But they know what to put in their mouth. Amen. You got to know what to put in your spirit. What you let go on your ear gates, the devil will take and take that and poison you. Somebody give God a praise. It's imperative what we hear in our ears. It's imperative what we see, because a lot of times, whatever you see and hear, it may look like it's not going nowhere. But honey, that stuff will go down. If it's some poison, it'll go down in your spirit. It'll mess you up. Somebody give God a praise. So it says the sheep won't even bother it. Amen. And they probably won't bother, especially, and they really probably won't bother, amen, unless they see the shepherd giving it to them. They're familiar with the shepherd. Sheep don't, it says, sheep do not eat garbage. Or they don't go around looking for other food. They go around looking from one place to the other, not discontent. They stay right where God wants them to be at, and that shepherd wants them. They stay right in that flock. They don't go out their flock, go looking for other stuff. I'm just giving all these qualifications about a sheep. I just kind of got this. I thought it was very interesting to me too. sheep will listen to the voice of the Lord. A sheep, the Lord said, my sheep know me. My sheep hear my voice and they know me. And he said, not only do they know me, I know them. Amen. God knows if you want that obey him and do what he has you to do. And he calls you his sheep. They know the voice of God. Amen. And I'm going to just tell you a little bit about a shepherd a little bit. A shepherd loves his sheep. God loves us. And if God had put a leader over the people of God, he had put a leader that loves his people. You cannot work this kind of job and don't love people. You might not like what they do, but you can't do this kind of job that God put you up and not love people, because you got to work with people. It says God loves his sheep. A shepherd loves his sheep and develops a close relationship with them. It says understands the needs of the sheep better than they do. Don't you know God know better than you about your situation? And sometimes it's the same thing with a leader. They may, amen, tell you something, see something afar because they got your best interest in heart. Be careful, be careful. They may show you something because they see, amen, because a sheep and a shepherd do not have the same mentality. They're not equal for us understanding. The sheep rely on the shepherd, remember. So the shepherd can see afar off more than the sheep can see. So the sheep need to follow the instructions of the shepherd. So just like the God give us instructions. He leads us and guides. We need to hear him. Even me, as being a pastor, I have to admit sometimes I try my best to listen to the Lord, but sometimes you may do something your way. If God has already told you don't do this way, you might think there's no harm that way. It's best to not do it. Because you'll open up yourself a can of worms and you could very well avoid it. Because even though I'm an under-shepherd, I'm learning too to hear the voice of God more and more, so to avoid some things, to keep myself out of harm's way. So you got to look at it like this, with whatever you're going through. I may not understand this, but if God say don't go this way, don't do this, I'm going to not do it because I need to keep myself out of harm's way. Amen? And it says, understands the needs of the sheep better than they do. Understands what threatens sheep and what makes them sick. God knows those things that threatens you and threatens me. And God knows those things that make you sad and make you down and helps and hurts you. God knows when you are hurt. Yes, he does. He's touched with the feeling of your infirmities. God knows when you're in pain, when you're in tears. He sees every tear that drops from your eyes. He bottles up your tears. He sees when you are talking to nobody, you behind closed door, you are hurt. God sees that. Amen? Amen. Because he's a good shepherd. Thank you. Amen. Amen. He understands those threats that the sheep go through and what makes the sheep sick. Sometimes I tell the Lord, if I'm really going through a really rough time, I say, Lord, I just don't feel good. I say, Lord, I'm not physically sick. I don't feel good in my soul. I need you to help me. I don't go take a drink. I don't go smoke. I don't do none of them. I just say, Lord, I need help. I'm not doing good today. I need your help. He don't leave me like that either. What about you? He doesn't leave me in that condition. Somewhere along the way, I'll be going on and I forget about everything and I feel better. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. He leads them to fresh waters. Good shepherd, he gonna lead you to fresh waters, not polluted waters. Not with a lot of chaos in it and a lot of trouble in it. He's gonna lead you beside the still waters to calm, restful waters. When the shepherds take those sheep, they don't take them sheep to dirty water and filthy waters. You know what gonna make them sick? They're gonna take them to some clean water. What more would God takes us? He takes us to some clean water. Amen. That won't mess us up. And it says, glory to God. And also the shepherd disciplines the sheep. He does all this. You notice the shepherds, you notice what all the stuff over the shepherd's job is hard. all these things. He's a caretaker. God's a caretaker of us. And so he does all these things for us. And then when he has to discipline us and correct us, he does that too. Because if you don't take that rod and step, keep that sheep from going the wrong way, that sheep gonna go off and maybe get killed. Because I read something where they were saying, I'm going like, is the sheep that bad off? They don't know nothing. They go to, he says, they can go and get in the water and almost drown. They'll go back and do the same thing again. I'm going like, wow. I'm like, well, we like that, aren't we? Well, do we have to examine ourselves, see if we do it. Amen. The shepherd comforts the sheep. And we all ought to be able to identify that. They comfort the sheep when they are hurt and fearful. God comes by and comforts you and tell you everything is going to be all right. God would tell you everything's going to be all right when you can't even see your eyes. You can't see through the tears. He'll tell you that everything is going to be all right. It's something about when God tells me everything's going to be all right, I believe it. I don't know, because I've seen him do it so many times. It just puts something up. It just lifts me up. It's like it encourages. It's very encouraging when the Lord tell you that. And the shepherd keeps sheep on the move so they won't get in the rut. He keeps them moving right along. He watches them keep them right along. They don't get hung in a hole somewhere. Watches over the sheep. And God is, amen, a great shepherd. Amen. He's a great shepherd. Amen. He watches over you throughout the night, throughout the day. He watches, he supplies all your need. You might not get everything when you want him, but he makes sure he put provision there to supply all your need. He helps you. That's what I'm saying. Any wise person wouldn't leave the Lord, because you know that God has your best interest in heart. People might tell you they have your best interest in heart, but you'll see that might not be all the way. So they may mean to, but they may not have your best interest in heart. But God is not going to cross you. He's not going to double cross you. He's not going to, amen, turn his back on you either. He's going to be there right for you. Amen. You can remember when nobody else is there, God is here with me. Amen. God is not with my enemies, but he's here with me. Amen. And the devil gets mad at you. Sometimes the Lord has to remind me. He says, the Lord let me know the kind of word that he's been giving me to preach that the devil do not like. So he would love to shut my mouth. He would like to come and discourage me some kind of way. But because I didn't call myself, because God, when God calls you, he upholds you. Amen. You can't uphold yourself, but he upholds you. He will not let you go down like that. He will not let you throw in the towel of surrender. He will keep dealing with you until you get your strength renewed. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Now, he'll give you strength. He'll give you a little space to get it together. Because some blows in life can be pretty hard. There's some things you have went through, I have went through, that they feel like, wow, that was a blow. But there's some things you went through feel like, that's a real tough blow. And I about couldn't get up. I said, Lord, I about falling, I can't get up. You can talk to the Lord. I'll talk to the Lord all kinds of ways. Some things could happen that you could like, Lord, I'm about to fall. I can't get up. I can't about get up. But what does it do? Because if you walk with God and you experience some things like that before, sometimes you kind of know what to do. You just like stay still. Because that's what really God wants you to do anyway. He wants you to stay still. Your storms all around you. You can't control nothing. But he just wants you to stand still. Stay still. And as you stand still, he renewing your strength all the time. Amen. They always say, I don't know too much about, I don't know nothing about swimming because I don't know how to swim. And nothing like that. But they said a person, if they were drowning, how they really drown, because they're fighting in the water. Yeah. They said if they was just laid back, well, they don't probably know that. They're frightened too if they're not swimming. They said if they just lay still, they'll float up on top of that water. But they ain't thinking that. And so God does the same thing with us. We like this. Oh, we tear our storms. One storm. Oh, God. Oh, God. And God just like, he's still. And you hear his voice. You hear the voice of the shepherd. And just like, you start settling down. And when you start settling down, he started bringing you back to the original place that you're supposed to be. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. and I shall not want. Amen. I was blessed. Amen. That message just dropped in my spirit, just like a fresh word from heaven, because God said, that's what I've done for you. Amen. I'm your shepherd and I'm your guide. And God, I don't know how he tells you, but God had got his way the way he speaks to all of us. Sometimes, Lord, it'll get me going again if something feel like about to knock me out. And God said, this, and I just want you to keep moving. When God said keep moving, what he's saying? He's saying keep on doing what you was doing before that happened. Keep on doing it. Keep moving forward. Somebody give God a great big praise. Let's give God a praise. Come on, let's clap our hands for the Lord.